A new battlefront in the carbon wars is playing out in Western Australia as the state's Environmental Protection Authority prepares to reopen consultations over emission requirements for resource projects. Earlier this year, the EPA dumped strict guidelines requiring major projects to fully offset their carbon emissions after coming under pressure from industry and the WA Premier Mark McGowan. Annie Guest has this report.
The biggest players in Australia's oil and gas industry are meeting at a conference in Brisbane, but it's WA's carbon policy that's on their radar. There, the state's environmental watchdog infuriated gas companies when it issued guidelines in March requiring projects producing more than 100,000 tonnes a year of carbon to fully offset their emissions.
It just would have created huge uncertainty, to be quite frank. Firstly, the guidelines were open-ended because they were asking developers like ourselves to set to meet targets that are not being met by anybody else in the world, meaning zero net emissions.
That's Woodside's chief executive, Peter Coleman. He says the now rescinded guidelines issued by Western Australia's Environmental Protection Authority would have been an issue for the final investment decisions on the Browse and Scarborough LNG projects, which have a combined worth of more than $40 billion.
Because there was no way that we could actually understand how you could achieve that target, we, of course, put our hand up and said, no, this is really overreach. Even the rest of the world is saying 2050 is as soon as we can get there with net zero emissions.
The Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association shares Woodside's views and is lobbying hard as WA's Environmental Protection Authority prepares to reopen consultations. The EPA's chairman, Dr. Tom Hatton, explains the process behind the controversial guidelines.
We've been issuing greenhouse gas advice and having that advice accepted by the state government here for more than 20 years. There's nothing new with us giving greenhouse gas advice. So this is old hat for us over here.
But Dr. Hatton says there's been a couple of big changes.
One, the science around the severity of the situation we're in with climate change and it related to those emissions is becoming clearer. The second is that the emission trends for Australia and Western Australia are going up. And certainly if the EPA had confidence the Commonwealth was effectively managing our emissions down to those levels, then we would feel less compelled to issue separate advice to the state government. That is not the case. We don't have confidence that Australia's emissions will reduce as per our commitment.
The EPA's guidelines were dumped after the industry appealed to the WA Premier, Mark McGowan, to intervene. He is the Premier talking to RN Breakfast at the conference in Brisbane.
It was, I think, not properly consulted and the process wasn't very good. So they've reissued the process, or they've recommenced the process, and they'll have full consultation over coming months across the community, in particular with industry, and that's a good thing.
Those guidelines were rescinded after you had a meeting with the industry and then spoke to the EPA. Did you or any other government representative threaten the jobs of the EPA chair, Dr. Hatton, or the EPA board?
No.
Woodside's Peter Coleman is calling on both the state and Commonwealth to provide greater certainty around climate policy.
I need some stability with respect to government policy and a clear articulation of what does Paris mean in a very practical sense, what does Paris mean so that we can work together, industry and government can work together around ensuring that the community is clear that we are meeting our commitments and they feel comfortable about that. The products have been demonised through this particular process, yet gas is the key to achieving that low carbon future that we all want.
WA Premier Mark McGowan agrees.
I'd urge the coalition government to look at a national approach on this issue. I personally don't think federal coalition won the election based upon their climate change policy or lack thereof. I think it would be far better for them to take a lead and come up with a national approach. So you try and avoid the situation of each state having different rules and different policies.
That's echoed by Dr. Hatton from WA's environmental watchdog.
The EPA like I think everyone in the conversation would hope that the Commonwealth would rightly manage our delivery of our commitments against the Paris Agreement.
A spokeswoman for the Environment Minister, Angus Taylor, says the Coalition's policy remains unchanged since the election, a 26% to 28% emissions reduction target, and it's mapped out how it will meet the 326 million tonnes of abatement needed for the Paris target, down to the last tonne. She pointed to these comments from the Minister speaking to ABC Perth.
Crucial issue here is, will Labor join us so we've got bipartisanship on this now? It would make a huge difference. Industry, business want to see this. This is a big call for Labor. They've got to decide whether they're going to join with us.
Meanwhile, as the EPA prepares to call for new submissions, Dr. Hatton says he accepts the industry's criticism about inadequate consultation prior to issuing the March guidelines.
We've been working with industry and community groups that we have advising us on the form and timing and content of that consultation, and now we've gotten to the point where we're ready to open it up.
Dr. Hatton expects to release WA's new greenhouse gas guidelines before Christmas.
Annie Guest reporting there.